What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. This is gonna do it for the season, so you better enjoy this one, fuckers, because it's gonna be a couple months before we're back in the house. Big O, Jester, back for your listening pleasure.
What? We just got back together for this season five. Now we're gonna have to break away again?
Nah, we're gonna fucking still have to get together and plan all of this good shit out, and woo, the ideas that we're coming up with so far, ooh, fucking fire. Cookie's gonna come back around too, and it's gonna be awesome. You might have another fan fave join us, like I said, you're just gonna have to tune in and keep watching and keep checking it out.
All this stuff swirling in my head, I feel it down in my plums.
Yes, sir. So we got a lot of good shit going on. Oh yeah. So you remember Kim Damore, right?
Oh hell yeah, gorgeous woman, very very awesome.
Right. So she hit us up today, and she actually dropped us a message, and so she's got big news, and we're excited for her. And so we're going to go ahead and share her video that she sent us today. So check this out.
Hey, guys. Just want to say hi. Sorry I can't be on the show today, but I have some great news. I will be in Vegas November 17th to the 21st for a big revealing. I'm going to be on the World Resort Hotel, the mega screen, 100K LED screen. So I'm going to be for Panay Magazine showcasing my model work. And I just wanted to share it with you and the followers. And if you're out there in Vegas this coming week, I hope to connect, say hi. My Instagram is Kimber Damore, and yeah, hope all is well. Just wanted to give you the news. It's so exciting, Panay Magazine, and yeah, I'll catch you later, guys. Hope all is well.
Nice. Lovely as ever.
Yes.
Schwing.
Schwing.
So, we have actually we've got some pictures that she also sent to share with you, and so we're gonna go ahead and throw those up on screen. And so what we're looking at here is the hotel that those pictures are gonna be on. So I guess where you're looking at, I guess the jellyfish right now, and then the side of the building where that additional screen is. The pictures from the magazine and other shots from her modeling work are going to be displayed there. And so it'll be this upcoming week. So if you're in Vegas or you're in the Vegas area and you're happen to be by that that hotel, check it out, take some pictures, send it to us, definitely. And we'll, get it, tag us and, post it on the social media, tag us, and we'll, share it out.
Dare I say that if you like big bosoms and big buttocks, it'll be nice and big up on those screens.
Right?
Yeah.
So why don't we take a look at some of those other pictures that that she had sent over.
Let's.
And wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Yes.
Shawing.
Wing.
Yes.
But on top of that, awesome for her. It's great to to see the homies doing big things and doing good. It's like it makes me feel good. Like it just like good for, I'm super happy for her. She's she's worked really hard.
Oh yeah,
and,
definitely.
Like put a ton of time and sacrifice into it, and now stuff like this. The magazine, it's the pictures that up on the gigantic hotel.
Well, let's get this straight. There's a lot of women out there. There's a lot of covers out there, and a lot of people are doing it. She's up there with the best. You look at the images that she does and the pictures that she takes with photographers, and yeah, you know what? She deserves this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's check out some more of the, we got some more good stuff for you. We're going to throw that up on screen.
Part of her Instagram.
Yep. And so if you want to go ahead and show her some love, give her a follow. It's Kimber Damore.
Reach out to her.
Yep. awesome person.
Wowie.
Yeah.
Schwing.
That's a factor of schwing.
Right.
Yep.
And so the other cool thing that they're going to do is they're also going to be playing this video that we're going to go ahead and show you on I guess on those marquees and you know these you can find these at Panay Yikes. Magazine. Yowzer. You find these at Panay Magazine. They did these will be on their reels, and she said that they do have some other pictures and other I guess shots that they got of her during during the process, and that that they're going to be a surprise for even her, and mm-hmm. so you know just to add to the excitement and you know just the overall like holy shit I'm on a fucking building.
that reminds me of Tia Carrere in I think it was Tia Carrere, might have been somebody. Oh no, it wasn't her. It was somebody else. I forgot her name. The woman who does the voiceover in Archer in Balls of Fury. That's what I'm talking about.
The one that Lana?
Yeah.
Oh, Aisha Tyler.
Yes. I believe she was in Balls of Fury. And that's what that last part of the shoot reminds me of.
Nice. All right. So, I mean, I couldn't, like, again, couldn't be more happy for her. All the hard work's, like, finally paying off. And
she's a great guest. We love her very much. We always enjoy when we talk to her. She's got a lot of stuff on the background, the foreground. Everything's going on in her life. It's really, really constructive. She has a positive attitude. She's a great person and a great interview. So we wish nothing but the best for her.
Yep. And to Kim, much congratulations on the success. Keep it going. Speaking of success, I hear there was the little blonde jailbird that successfully.
I don't know about flew. Jailbird.
I saw that documentary. That bitch was locked up.
Well, that's true. You know, I think she escaped from Hong Kong or somewhere around there in Japan. A blonde kaiju that got away.
The artist formerly the kaiju formerly known as Brittany.
It's Brittany.
And her roar is "Leave Brittany alone."
Yeah, she's free of her conservatorship now, so she can handle her own hospital situations, her own finances. Hell, she can get a D added to her V, whatever she wants.
Seems to be the going trend these days, right? May as well hop on the fucking bandwagon.
Yeah, well, you know, well, what happens if I switch teams?
Now nobody bats an eye. It's like fucking that scene in the beginning of Basketball where they're explaining how ridiculous trades were getting, and yeah. Then they switch to like inter sports play, and so that reminds me, like that makes me think of that's how the current state of things is right now.
Well, to give you a grasp of how old I am, back in the day on Showtime, they used to have a show, you know, it was a skit show that was like once a week. They have a new episode. And one of the things that they did was every week they had a new cross sports international. So they had cross country wrestling. They had bowling on golf greens. They had ice tennis. So they had a lot of good stuff going on there, you know. It was like, hey, all right.
That's fucking amazing. I just learned something today. Showtime had more than Red Shoe Diaries.
Red Shoe Diaries, lots of tissues and lots of Jergens.
Right? I didn't know that. I thought like it was just for the purpose of like sharing like fucking softcore porn at night, other than like playing whatever movies during the day, and then after a certain hour it was all softcore.
Nothing wrong with that. Right? But no, yeah, they had all sorts of good stuff back in the day.
Like Jay and Silent Bob. It wasn't bad. They showed tits but no bush.
But you got to see the rump of the ass. You didn't get to see the crease. You didn't get to see the insert. But hey, you could let your mind go wild when you're 15, 16.
Right. It was good enough. It was close enough. We can make that shit work.
At least it wasn't scrambled porn like I had to live up to.
Oh, no, I remember that shit, too. That was fucking, that was really unbearable.
I'm not sure. Oh, my God. That was a nipple.
I can work with that.
Just one more nipple. Just one more nipple scene. I can do it. I can finish.
Shit, was that a footstep down the hallway?
I can't stop. Don't look at me in the eye. I feel so nude. Oh, I'm a bad person.
And the next day, why? So you can call my mom, too. Jeff's a fucking liar, Timmy.
Grandma's boy.
Oh, man. I could not stop laughing for at least a few scenes after he that fucking part where he's like, Jeff's a fucking liar, Timmy. I fucking lost my shit.
Hey, you know what? To his, account, that mom was pretty hot. I'm just saying. I wouldn't have been able to stop either. Lara Croft was looking hot that night, too.
And then his fucking follow-up, you were your doll Laura, right? He goes, yes, and she already has a cold sore. What a shocker.
Oh, well, then I guess I'm going to keep her then. Yeah, but now she's free to roam the world and do whatever she wants, spread her seed everywhere. Wait, is that the right term? You know what I mean. And she's going after her sister and her father now. I don't know if it's going to be a lawsuit following and pending all the, issues or the, what's the word I'm looking for? All the shit that they were doing against her, while she was under the conservatorship. But, I mean, some of the stories that have been coming out are just fucking outlandish, making her go to the hospital and getting inspected in her bajayjay.
Are they giving her money back, too? She gets
she gets control of everything.
It's going to be like the end of the end scene of the fucking Godfather and fucking all of them are getting taken out on this while she's sitting on a beach somewhere.
Take Fredo out in the boat in the lake. Yeah, it's fucking crazy, man, because, I mean, she gets all her money back. They lose their paycheck, so they're no longer freeloading. And you know what? I think there's going to be some ramifications coming out of this whole conservatorship bullshit.
Oh, hell yeah. She's going to put foot to ass at some point.
God damn. I mean, how old is she now? 30, 38 or something like that? I don't know. She's up there, 37, 38. I mean, not too old, but for fuck's sakes, that old and somebody's telling you how to spend your money? Get the fuck out of my life.
Was it Family Guy that did the fucking, I have diabetes, but I'm back, bitches. And she's in the wheelchair and shit.
I think it was.
That's I don't know why, but I imagine her comeback tour looking something like that, a wheelchair or I don't know,
hair. You know what? I could tell you one thing: it wasn't The Simpsons. Yeah, but I mean that's huge news. I mean, there's a lot of fans that stood up to her, and as much as I didn't really like her music, I mean, some of it really, it was okay, all right, sure. But you know what? That's a death sentence. Why would you wish on anybody?
I mean, when I was watching TRL back in the fucking 2000s and fucking mid 2000s, it wasn't bad with the volume off.
Shaking her patukas. And then he goes directly to the scrambled porn. Okay, that's it. I saw a nipple.
It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, so that's good news for her, Just coming out of that whole fucking stockade of a fucking, intern camp and finally having a life again.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. I'm sure she'll, enjoy that shit first, and then after that.
Well, you know what? We'll enjoy it, too, because on Instagram, she's been showing a lot more skin, so.
38? Well, she has enough money for, plastic surgery.
She looks all right. She got a body. I mean, she's, her family's trailer trash, right? They're not really trailer trash because they got money, but you could tell they came from trailer land. They had money, but she's not got all the money, and she's actually been working out. Looks all right.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm on board. I'm down road tripping to Vegas and see whatever fucking hotel she's playing at.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long wait. I don't know if she's doing anything just yet. She's probably gonna be living life with that money for now.
Yes, bread, eh, bitch?
Let's hope it just doesn't go all to her hips. All that food and money.
Right? Up and down the Vegas Strip. Every fucking buffet in a row.
This is the fifth time this day she's been in the Heart Attack Grill.
Either she likes the burgers or she likes getting spanked.
No, she finally made the weight limit to eat free.
More to spank. More to spank. Fuck it. It's funny because when I first heard she was jumping, she got the chance to jump the gates. The first thing that came to mind, still after all these years, was the leave Brittany alone. And it's funny, like even more so, because like what a friend of mine back in the day dated this guy that was just like that, and like we would laugh at him. We're like, "What the fuck, dude? Like, why are you? Why the fuck are you dating the leave Brittany alone guy?" And he's like, "Cause he's like half my age, and he puts out." I'm like, "Oh, all right, well, hey, fuck it."
Does he cry all the time when you're done?
I'm like, does he have a bedtime? Does he have a curfew? And he was like, he has a curfew during the week. I'm like, whoa
shit. Did he get parents' permission to dip into that?
No. I think dude was like 18 or 19. And then my friend was like in his late 30s.
Oh!
But still, that fucking, for my friend, that's some serious game.
That sure is, man. He must be shaving those pubes down.
I guess. I mean, he's got to be doing something right, because I was like, he's how old? Like, and he's like 18 or 19. And I was like, well, goddamn. I'm like, well, good for you, I guess. I'm like, I go, you know, those are just for having fun and sending home, right? Like, you're not supposed to like try to like wife them up.
If you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
And I'm like, so where'd you guys meet? Like fucking sugardaddies.com or some shit? And he starts laughing. He's like, nah, I'm fucking Christian Mingle. That's his go-to, you know, every time somebody asks, like, hey, well, where'd you meet your partner? He's like, oh, on Christian Mingle.
Well, you know, one thing rang true into my head when I was younger. I watched Daddy Boy, and, you know, remembering that scene where he goes, you're leaving me for that old man? He's got old gray hairy balls.
With his loose skin and old balls? Balls. Gross.
Gray hairy balls. And that's why I shave now.
What's his 5-year plan? Don't die.
Works at Hooters as a grill agent. Yeah. Oh shit, did you hear about the Rage Against the Machine thing?
Which thing was that?
The one you were talking about earlier. What was that? What was it? The brother who's gay? Oh,
Della Roach's gay brother.
Yeah.
We've got a new cover band going. It's called AIDS Against the Butt Scene.
Do they rage against that scene?
Hard.
I bet they're popular in the prison circuit.
With their, we're here to rock, we're here to push in some stools. I don't know, yeah, some shit like that.
Oh man, they like to put the spoon in the pudding, if you know what I mean.
No! With the fingering and the raping and the fingering.
And you put the little stuff in the drink and they drink it and you smell the finger and it's like, ooh, poop stain. No. Man, that's off the hook, right? I mean, geez, that's awesome though. I mean, cool.
Their new hit single, Y'all Need Jesus, will be out soon.
I heard they rock out with their cock out.
They've been asked not to, but fuck it, they don't care. They're like, we're here, get used to something, blah, 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 get used to it.
Didn't they have a new song called No Circumcisions up in here?
The uncut version.
I wonder if it's clean or not.
On the Dark album, it's called the extended version.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I wonder if they just give you the tip of it.
It's just a teaser.
No pleaser?
It's just a big picture of a chapstick on the cover. I don't know. Maybe Pitchy would know more. We'll have to ask him on the after show.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. That's some good moves. That's all I have to say about that. Also, this day in news, Brass Against. Have you heard of that band?
No, yeah.
They fucking are good.
Hell yeah. Their fucking cover of Killing in the Name of is how I came to know about them. And right? Then I started watching. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then everybody kicks in. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Hell so I don't, to the yeah.
I do not know how they manage with the horns to get in there with the bass and everything else, but they do a kick-ass job. And the lead singer's awesome. She's got a voice. They do look them up on YouTube, Brass Against, Brass Against, and listen to their covers, man. They do a killer job. Alanis Morissette, they do Smashing Pumpkins, all sorts, man. They fucking rock out.
Hell yeah, she got a set of pipes on her, that's for sure.
And she also got some urine up in her, too. You hear about what happened?
Speaking of her plumbing.
Unfortunately.
Page out of R. Kelly's book.
Unfortunately, you don't hear that flush, because what happened was she invited a fan up on stage during one of their concerts, and she proceeds to drop trowel and then make a gentle stream all over his face. And when I say gentle, I mean a torrential yellow downpour.
Drip, 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 drip.
Yes? Look it up. It's on there. She's peeing. She's peeing hard. Man, she's...
That's talent.
Yes, it is. Sophia Ursta, she's into water sports, loves long walks on the river's edge, and enjoys multitude of whitewater rafting sports across the U.S. This just in, though, she is now going to be covering all of R. Kelly's song catalog.
Swing.
It's nothing to be pissed at, I'll tell you that.
We got to get one of those in there. The yes. Little boom, psh.
She is so cute, so cute, and she has a great set of pipes. I don't know if I let her pee on me. I don't know if I'd be into that, but
yeah.
I might give it at least one try.
That is correct.
But I tell you what, man, the fucking views going on to their music now is skyrocketing after that incident, which then begs the question, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
I wonder if Charmin's like seen that. Maybe they could fucking get her as the new spokesperson.
No, I think Cherokee tampon might jump in. Made from real Cherokee hair. I don't know, man. Would you dump on a fan while doing our set? So let's just say we do one of our shows and a fan really, really into us, like so into us. Not an ugly person, not an ugly girl, and she really wants to be dumped on while we're doing this. Would you pull the microphone over to you while she's on the ground behind you and you just drop and boop?
No. Yes.
That is the correct answer. Can I get a ding ding? You know what? We can do a little blur screen, but it's happening. It's all for the show. It's all for the love of our fans.
Give the people what they want.
Stop stooling around over here and drop it. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
But, I mean, everybody says fucking Rob Zombie puts on a fucking amazing show with the pyros and the fucking huge monsters on stage, and Gwar puts on a fucking amazing show. But
yeah,
I mean, Jesus Christ, how often do you get to go to a show and literally like somebody's getting pissed on? And that's fucking, if that's not rock star, I don't know what the fuck is.
And you're like on the front of the train looking at the beginning of the tunnel right there, right? If you know what I'm getting at.
You know?
I don't know, man. To each their own. Let's just say that.
Right, a golden shower all up in that grill.
Okay, It's not on your chest. Keep this in mind. It's on your forehead, into your eyes, into your mouth. And let's just say he was spraying it out like water. Wow. Yeah, just like that. Without
goddamn
smoke.
Bitch, like how much water did you have to drink before the set? Holy fuck.
Man, the beaver dam opened up.
You're like a fucking camel? Like you piss once a fucking month or
I wonder how many lumps she had.
Did anybody else get like splashed on or like was it just like was it like a Gallagher thing where they got the, like they had the fucking the tarps?
Nope. It was just an open stage. He laid down. She pulled down her leather white pants.
Okay. So that makes sense. Okay. Then that's a little different than what I pictured when you were saying it. I picture her like just fucking dropping trowel and leaning back and like just fucking angling that shit up over the fucking guardrail.
Oh, no. They brought the fan on stage. He laid down like he was planking. So he was just there. She dropped trowel around her knee and she bent over and not quite 90 degrees, but close to. And you just see a curvature of water finally just going gentle stream down the river, right on his forehead, splashing everywhere, him opening his mouth and spewing water everywhere afterwards. And I say this with great discretion, gulp, gulp, spit, spit. Oh, what a relief it is.
Showing.
Well, you know what? Urine is sterile, so I guess so. Unless she forgot to brush downstairs and it was nasty.
I'm guessing forgot to brush downstairs.
Let's hope she's a shaver, right?
It was one of those where like, I'll do it tomorrow. Who the fuck's going to see it today?
The internet's not going to keep this up on the page.
Internet remains undefeated.
You know what? That would be awesome if she came into the show so we could just have a good time with her.
Oh, I'm sure somebody out there that knows her is listening. Like, just drop her a line. Tell her this will be up soon, Monday.
All right. I'm going to throw that out there. You know what? If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I will come back to see you in L.A. We'll put down some plastic tarp. I will be the receiver. That's fine. And let the pee roll.
Nice.
Just for the show. You're welcome.
Well, you know, we have a Twitter account, you know, like you just reach out to him on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Up. I mean, like what's the worst they could say? Drip? I mean, no.
Well, the worst that could happen is that there's a mudslide after the water.
No, that's hot. Then that's hot plating. And that's a whole fucking different show. If they want to have, they're going to come back for repeat episodes. They're going to have to book that in advance. And you know how the fucking lawyer gets.
Lawyer out comes Mr. Hanky.
The lawyer is now showing me her disapproval of that last statement. I'm sure there's a nicer way to do that. I'm just saying. Anyways, so if we could get them on, like that'd be fucking awesome. Like we have enough space. Bring the whole fucking band in here. We'll fucking mic up the studio and like fucking let them like go to it.
Oh, please let them play. They kick ass. But
fuck yeah.
But, and this is a hard but, this has to happen. After everything is done, after the finish and drip drip is done, I get a boom boom. I need a rim shot, so to speak.
I'll play it myself. I'll jump on the one back there.
Yeah, I want a rim shot in both aspects. I'm just saying. Good times. All right.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, shit. This is just so much fucking going on. Like, there was just so, like, easy picking low-hanging fruit. I mean.
Man, I tell you. What the fuck's going on? I mean, shit, 2021's a plethora of stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, and, you know, on the topic of music, you know, there was that one fucking killer concert that was last week, the week before, some shit like that. Last week, right?
Right. Yeah, I think it was Astroworld.
Yeah, holy fuck. Why couldn't a fucking somebody like, you know, Aaron Rodgers have been there? That would have been fucking cool.
He was on the ground looking like he had been sniffing cocaine for a week.
I don't think you understand how much I love that fucking picture.
The recent meme where it shows him in fucking Scarface just looking at the whole crowd with a big pile of cocaine just say hello to my little friend.
Oh man, I want to make that my fucking background wallpaper on my phone. The lock screen at least.
Man, you are a true Bears fan.
Right, like that post that Gabe from TV Nerds put up yesterday about like fucking
Yes, that was pretty good stuff right there. Follow him, guys. He's got some funny memes out there. I'll tell you what.
Oh man, those guys are great. They're doing, yeah. You know, look, again, more friends doing fucking huge, amazing things. It's like, oh, yes. like it used to be that it was a bummer to go on social media. Everybody's just fighting and like complaining and bitching and crying. But then, you know, like, I go on now when I see stuff like, you know, Kimberly Moore, like going to be up on a building. Gabe and the rest of the TV Nerds with, you know, their own network, their own building that, you know,
yeah.
Forward. Another good friend of mine, a guy that I do want to get on the show eventually, but he's really, you know, been like fucking busy in a really good way.
Christopher Walken?
He just dropped two more commercials. That, not yet. I was going to surprise them with that for season 10. But this other guy that... author and got clothing line, did shoes for Nike. Mm-hmm. And just dropped a second commercial, so been super super busy, but he does check out the show and said that he would still love to come on, and so we're trying to work that out, so hopefully next season, you know, we catch him for a quick minute and get him on. He's a really funny guy.
Excellent. Yeah, that's a great surprise.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but this whole Travis Scott thing, I mean, for fuck's sakes, you know, what, 9 dead now?
Yeah, man, like, and then kids, too, like, there's that fucking 9-year-old that was there, are you out of your fucking mind? Like, I get in the fucking nosebleeds, okay, like, whatever, and even that, you know, might be debatable.
Yeah, you know, and a 9-year-old in a concert, you want them to experience that as an adult, as a parent. You know, you'd like to see them excited and happy, but really, is this the type of concert you really wanted them to be excited and happy about? I mean, some of the stuff, the language, some of the connotation of the wording and everything else that's being said on stage, and then, you know, mosh pits and fucking weed all over the place. Well, you know, adults have a choice. They could smoke weed or not. Children really don't make that designation, don't make that choice, and it shouldn't be left upon them to do it. I'm not judging the parents, but I agree with you. Yeah, 9-year-old shouldn't have been at that concert.
And it's like, and fucking, yeah, I get that they may not have been at the pit or like trying to get to the rail, but if you're that close where you get sucked in, to, like I've been in pits before, and like, you know, at the time I'm going in, I'm like, you know, 6'3 and 275. And even I was getting fucked up. So I can imagine like a little kid, like why the fuck even put him that close to harm's way? It's like lapse in judgment. Maybe I don't know.
Shit. Was it fucking I'm 5'8 and I'm pushing 200, you know, since I've lost weight. I know I get my ass kicked like a little bitch as soon as I get in there. I mean, we're talking hundreds of people in a mosh pit, right?
That's the kind of bullshit that got Casey Anthony going, fuck, I wish I would have thought of that.
You know, best mom of the year. Get rid of those, you know, those dependents so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, the fucking JonBenet Ramsey's parents taking notes.
Well, they were in before it was in.
Right?
Just but for like fuck's sakes, I mean, you know, let's look past the 9-year-old. There was plenty of adults that got their ass trampled and that got injured. There's lawsuits abound going to Travis Scott, going to the event organizers, going to everybody. And rightfully so, because there's recent images of, you know, off-duty police officers in the back of the concert, just as everyone's bum-rushing stage and then eventually dying before they even go out to, you know, do their job. What the fuck's going on? Why are they allowing people to go in there like that and rush a stage? I mean, come on.
And a lot, I know that he's paying for like a lot of the, you know, the aftermath, and that like, you know, it's the right thing to do. Like, as far as him, it, you know, like it, you know, they were coming to see him and stuff. But as far as lawsuit, like I could see the venue, the people putting on, like not so much people putting on, but like the venue itself, right? Like, mm-hmm. Where it's supposed to have, you know, the shit in place where stuff like that doesn't happen. But it did, in everything that I've seen, all the articles I read, all the you know, the news reports, it really doesn't seem like any of that shit was in place. And it's like,
no, it wasn't.
Okay, you're gonna have all these fucking people, a lot of them on drugs, and you're like gonna cheap it on the fucking staff. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? All these fucking people looking for jobs, like, come on now.
That's more money in their pocket. Let's be honest about the whole situation. Let's not blame Travis Scott.
Right.
He's there for a concert. He's there to perform. He's there to make money and entertain. On a separate argument, as a performer, he probably shouldn't take any of that money that he would have made for that concert that was already, you know, received by the people coming to the concert. He should probably give it back, you know, as a fund to help people that were injured and whatnot. That would be the best method. All being said that, if he doesn't do it, hey man, it's his money. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. But the organizers, the event organizers, the managers and everybody that were part of that system, they should definitely be sued. People not be lawsuit happy and go after Travis Scott. They should be going after the venue solely.
Yeah, so like he was like, and he even stopped shows, right? Like, said, hey, that person passed out, like, get him some help. You know, when he see, but that's not his job. When he's up on stage, his job is to fucking entertain me for the fucking, you know, hundreds of dollars that I paid to hear his ass fucking rap. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not going up there to hear him fucking run crowd control. Or you get the fuck out of here. That's not what my few hundred dollars went for. Fuck you.
Yeah,
I want to see him do his shit while, like, other people that fucking get paid to do crowd control are actually doing their goddamn job.
Yeah, just like watching Katy Perry and Gwen Stefani get that monkey up there with cymbals and chime away. Entertain me.
American Idol was great this season, right?
What? How do we get to there from this?
Aren't they on American Idol or some shit like that?
But yeah, you know, he should not be held to blame. I don't see Travis Scott. I mean, I'm not a big fan of his, but I've listened to some of his, you know, rap songs, you know, and I like a couple of them. I'm just not a big fan. That said, as much as I'm not a big fan, I don't blame them for this. It's the event organizers. They should have had people ready to go, slowing people down, barricades and whatnot to keep people from bum rushing everywhere, and then evicting people, kicking them out of the fucking venue that were not following the rules.
I've seen people get kicked out of concert for fucking way less. You know what I mean?
Showing their tits.
Yeah, and it's fucking stupid. I'm like, and you're going to just let that shit roll through? Like, okay, dick.
Remember the 80s when girls used to jump on guys' shoulders and show everything? I mean, come on.
That was just the 80s? I saw that shit at concerts that I went to.
Yeah, well, you know, 90s too, but, you know, the woke world won't allow it.
And that's why me and my ex are no longer allowed at Christmas plays at the school.
Yeah, that's probably because you kept showing your balls. You know, in this woke world too, you know, just another thing that came out, John Cleese was going to a school to talk about the woke state of the world, you know, talking about how people were, you know, just stopping everything for past transgressions and everything. Come to find out that there was a actual teacher there that worked in the phys ed. He narrated or portrayed Hitler in a play that he was doing. And so he was kicked out of the school. He was, you know, fired for portraying Hitler in a play that had nothing to do with the school, you know, and the school found out about it, and the woke movement just told him, hey, you don't have a job here. Well, when John Cleese found out about this, he just quit. He said, I'm not coming there. He told the staff who were looking forward to him coming there, you know, and talk about the woke state of the world, you know, he told them, I'm not coming there anymore. And they asked why. He's all, well, you know, I used to be in a act called Monty Python's Flying Circus, and during one time I played Hitler, so rather than allow you to kick me out, I'm gonna kick myself out. So he gave a big F you. Isn't that the best story?
Anti-Semitism does not exist in this dojo.
He basically said, if you're gonna kick this motherfucker out, you're kicking me out, so I'm not gonna show up, so fuck you.
Right? Like, common sense. The lack of, holy shit.
Well, you know, they don't even, what was the contents of this teacher's Hitler? Was he trying to be Hitler, or was he making funnies about Hitler? You know, I mean, just look at, what was it? The producers.
History of the World, Hitler on Ice.
Yes. Those are the best fucking movies, right? I mean, God dang, man. What's wrong with this world?
Speaking of History of the World, the trailer for History of the World Part 2 that gets shown at the end of History of the World, they're going to turn that into a series.
I heard about this. I am excited.
Fuck yeah. Expect constant updates on this shit and spoilers if you're tuning in. Like,
oh, God, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we need more FU bombs to the people out there who think they know everything. Fuck you, you don't. Don't judge it. Don't fucking tell me what to do. Get the fuck out of my face and live your own goddamn life.
I wonder if they're going to do, like, you know, start off with the shit that was in the original trailer, that, you know, Jews in space, Hitler on ice.
They have to.
A Viking funeral where they fucking take off the hat and it's just the horns that are stuffed on their head.
It's going to be one of those FU moments, and hopefully it'll be so far much worse than what happened with Eli Manning on NFL Live. You know, I think it was Thursday Night Football, giving the double bird out there. You know, doing this, got three complaints to the FCC, and he was fired from three complaints. God damn it. What kind of pussy world are we in?
You mean aside the million complaints of people that cheered for the teams he played on?
That's true. You know what? I'm not supporting his gameplay, the team he was on.
Nobody did. Giants. That was the problem.
I know. But you know what? For fuck's sakes, man. I'm not going to get a guy job, his fucking job, to fire him over some bullshit like that. Everyone deserves a life, you know? Everyone deserves to make money. Who the fuck are these people complaining to the FCC about two fucking birds? You know what this means and what this means? It doesn't mean fuck you. We say fuck you in England. This means, hey, I got my bowstring fingers. I could still draw my bow in your face. That's what that means.
It means his fucking highlight reel could fit on an Instagram post.
That is true. When you go to the meanings of everything that we say, the words, the gestures and everything, you know, it has a root meaning to it, and people just fucking just gone off the deep end about this bullshit.
Yeah, like, to the fucking extreme. It's getting annoying. Like, every time I flip something on, it's like somebody bitching about or crying about something. I'm like, oh, just let it fucking go. Shut the fuck up.
Like this hate email we just got. Fuck you, you motherfuckers. You don't know what you're doing. You're not funny. I am going to call the FCC. Fucking call the FCC. Fuck you.
The FCC won't let me be me, so let me see.
God dang, man. Get over your fucking high horse. Nobody cares what you think. Teach your kids a little humility. Fucking grow a thicker skin on their back so they could take, you know, the hits that they get in school, rather than cry to their fucking principal and say, I am transgender and they should not be talking to me like this.
The people, you know,
you come out, you're going to get the lickings. You better be able to take it.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Now, I am not going to judge anybody out there. I'm not going to be on that plane. But you know what? There's haters out there. There always is. You know what? If you can't take it, well, then you're in the wrong world.
Haters, like the people fucking trying to get Chucky's ass ousted from the NFL.
El Chucky!
I really, like, he would be one of my all-time football heroes if he just wore the fucking overalls and that shirt for his last game. Just go out with a fucking bang, a wig, go to town, go for it.
So my son's girlfriend, her aunt came over during this last Halloween, and she's dressed up in this bride outfit. She looked really good, you know, and she didn't have her full makeup on. And she says to my son's girlfriend, "Hey, could you help me put the makeup on?" She's like, "Yeah, you know, what are you supposed to be?" "Oh, I need my boots on too." "Yeah, I'll help you. What are you supposed to be though?" "I'm Chucky's bride." "Chucky? Who the hell is Chucky?" "You know, El Chucky." "Chucky? Who the fuck is—" she kept asking her, "What the hell is Chucky?" Now, she's telling me this story, and I'm dying laughing because I already get it because I'm Mexican, you know? It's like, for fuck's sakes. She kept on going for 5 minutes about El Chucky. And then her mom jumps in, "You know Chucky." And then mom and sister are like, "Chucky, yeah, Chucky, El Chucky, yeah, see, Chucky." They're trying to say the bride of Chucky. Best Halloween story ever. I almost peed my pants. Do you say El Chucky? Do your parents say El Chucky maybe?
I think they— I don't know if they do it on purpose. Like they— I don't know.
You should ask.
At this point, no, I'm not— now I'm not sure.
you need to say, "Hey, you see that movie, that horror movie with that doll? What's that character's name again?" "Oh, you mean El Chucky? Yeah, that's the one."
Ask him to say shit like pizza on purpose. Just to hear that K that comes out with it.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you know, back in the day, a pee cup was not a tin that you peed in. It was a 4x4 truck, a pee cup. Brass would know about that. She had a pee cup on stage. Oh, you know, we were talking about the NFL, you know. You remember about the John Gruden thing, right?
Trying to get him fucking booted.
Yeah, so, I mean, he had these emails from 15, 20 years ago. You know, if you're in the locker room, if you're in sports, I'm sorry to say it, we say a lot of shit. We say fag, we say fuck you, we say, "Hey, you homo this and homo that." You know, they're just words. Okay, maybe they shouldn't be said, but that's what happens in the locker room, right? Well, this was in his emails. Right, so his emails are stating all this shit, right? And this is into Washington staff, I believe, some of the trainers and whatnot. And they got a hold of these emails, and they wanted to oust him, basically, from Las Vegas. Well, he's got a 10-year, $100 million contract with them, right, to continue on.
Yeah.
And they released one of the emails, right? And it didn't take. It didn't take the way they wanted to. So he didn't get ejected from the team. So they said, "Well, there's a new set of emails. We got more information. You know, this is some hairy stuff. We're going to release it." Well, they finally released it, and they got him out of Las Vegas. The owners then dropped him from the coaching staff, and he was no longer with them. He could have probably fought and stayed. Let's just be honest there. He decided to pull himself away because of all the rhetoric and everything that was going on, so that there wouldn't be any, you know, talk in the locker room and, you know, get away from the game of football. Well, fast forward. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Roger Goodell is resigning. You know why?
Because he's an asshole.
Well, you know, that is one of the reasons, Chester. He is a big asshole. Everyone knows he's an asshole. He sucks off all of New England staff. I mean, he just balls deep into everybody that he shouldn't be.
And the refs.
But what really happened was John Gruden was having none of it, and he decided to fight back. So he's doing a defamation lawsuit against the NFL, and that's the reason why John Gruden has stepped down, because he's implicated in some of these lawsuits. And rightfully so. I mean, 10 years, $100 million, that's a big chunk of chain to lose over your life, man. So that's worth a lawsuit.
It sure as fuck is. And it's like the first thing that I think he needs to do is have fucking Twisted Sister show up at the fucking at the fucking courthouse with fucking blaring, "We're not gonna take it."
Man, they went after what's her face for the shit, I'm drawing a blank on this one. Tipper Gore, yeah, that's what it was,
for the implicit word or the explicit wording. You remember that?
No. What?
That was back in shit, man. Now I'm dating myself, huh? I think it was 1989. Tipper Gore needed to do something with her life because her husband was in politics. So she headed up a foundation to go against all the explicit lyrics in rap, rock and roll.
Yeah.
And Dee Snider led a coalition, which was basically him because nobody backed him up back in the day. Bunch of fucking pussy artists. But he goes out on the Senate floor and talks to Tipper and basically teaches her a lesson. And you can look it up on YouTube. The wording, the guy is so well versed. Dee Snider knows how to talk. He knows how to enunciate. He knows the right words to say. He just made her look like a complete ass.
Yes, I do remember that. Oh yeah. If you guys haven't seen it, they definitely like go check that out. And you want to see somebody get served up an ass whooping? Woo! Yes. That'll make stand up and go fuck yeah. We're not gonna take it.
Yeah, you know he stood up for our right to watch a fucking artist take a fan up on stage and piss on him. God damn it. We're not going to take it, but that fan is going to take it right there, and it's going to be hot urine.
Drip, 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 drip.
You have a water leak in here somewhere? The plumbing sounds a little bit loose.
Yeah, that it does. That it does.
We're not going to take
it. He's getting waterboarded in front of a fucking in front of a crowd. Oh man. Well, all right, guys. Well, we all good things must come to an end, and season 5 was definitely a good thing, and it is now coming to a close. Big O and I are going to get up one out of here, but you can still catch us we're going to do some bonus episodes. Yes. We're going to do some of the live streams. Rice and Beans Radio is all in the intermission between seasons. And we've got a lot of good shit coming in the next upcoming season. So as usual, we're going to take a little while off, but we're not going to go totally away. And we're going to come back with an even better season.
Keep an open mind. Much love to everyone that's been watching us. Please let everybody know about us. Share. Come over to Rice and Beans Podcast. Send us an email. Let us know you're out there. We love you.
Hell yeah. When we first started, we didn't think anybody was going to listen. But check the web stats. You guys are out there. And I'm like, holy fuck. Every time, go check the stats and I see that you guys are tuning in. I'm like, people are actually listening to this bullshit.
do you do what I do? Look at those stats and just like,
yes, I
found. Oh, we got another one. We got another one. Whoa,
that's 8. That's 8, y'all.
Oh, I'm coming. I can't stop.
And we did hit a little bit of a milestone. We are now over the 3,000 views mark.
What?
And over the 3,000 views. And we've got roughly, with the bonus content and stuff, episodes of just regular episodes of the season, about 100.
Well, so, I would like to say thank you so much for inviting me to join you, and it's been a whirlwind of fun.
Hell yeah, man. This has been great. Like you came on and like fucking jumped right in the mix, and we've been rocking it ever since. It's fucking dope. I'm looking forward to next season and then seasons after that.
What did you say to me? Rock out with your cock out? I said, hell yeah, I'll hang out with my wang out.
Hell yeah. All right, folks, until next season, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.
Hey guys, just want to say hi. Sorry I can't be on the show today, but I have some great news. I will be in Vegas November 17th to the 21st for a big revealing. I'm going to be on the World Resort Hotel, the mega screen, 100K LED screen. So I'm going to be for Panay Magazine showcasing my model work. And I just wanted to share it with you and the followers. And if you're out there in Vegas this coming week, I hope to connect. Say hi. My Instagram is Kimber D'Amore. And yeah, hope all is well. Just wanted to give you the news. It's so exciting. Panay Magazine. And yeah, I'll catch you later, guys. Hope all is well.